Hiranyakashipu was manifested all the qualities of a demon, completely puffed up. And wanted to control everything, couldn't tolerate anyone that didn't agree with him, including his own son, ready to kill his own son. He loved his son so much, when he was thinking that the son was going to become another big demon and carry on the tradition. But when he saw that the son was a devotee, then he's not very happy. Kill him. These things are there to show us, show the mercy of the Lord, the mercy of the devotees. Because even though he tried everything to kill Prahlad, of course he failed. Because Prahlad was always protected by the Lord. And he got more and more frustrated. But Prahlad, when after the demon was killed, and Lord Nrisimhadeva asked Prahlad, like, for take any benediction you want. And he said, well, I don't need anything, but please be kind on my father. And then the Lord assured him that so many generations of the family would be liberated in both directions because of Prahlad's presence in that family. And then he also promised that he would never kill another demon in that family. So like Bali Maharaj, he was a powerful demon and harassing the demigods, but the Lord didn't kill him. He just took away his pride. So in the Bhagavad Gita, there's a nice chapter, the divine and demoniac nature. And Krishna says there's two kinds of people, the divine and the demon. Of course, in Kali Yuga, we hear that we get both in the same body. We all see that. Sometimes we just act like a demon. Sometimes we act like nice. And we have to learn. So the demons, they don't know what is to be done or what is not to be done. And there's no cleanliness nor proper behavior or truth found in them. And they say the world is unreal. There's no foundation, no God. It just comes from sex and no other cause than lust. And following these demoniac conclusions, they engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. Prabhupada gives the example of the atom bomb. Now that so many of the best scientists are just making weapons. I think that sometimes they don't even know they're making weapons. The government is telling them something else, you know, that they're just trying to get some more powerful weapons in the name of defense. But then they're going out and attacking everybody, claiming that, you know, maybe they were going to attack them. And so it says the demons take shelter of insatiable lust. They can never be satisfied. They want more. The whole universe. So many demons are never satisfied. Whatever they get, they want more. They're always illusion and doing unclean work, attracted to temporary things, not attracted to the eternal. If we tell a demon about Krishna, they're not interested. They want something now. They're thinking they can make it last. Maya is always offering so many allurements. Medical is saying that we know in any machine that can happen. In India, they keep an old bus or truck going for a long time. They put a new transmission, they put a new engine. But finally, it just doesn't work anymore. So they put a new heart, but then the liver and the kidney break. Sometimes they can make it live longer, but that's quality of life is not always so good. But you cannot live forever, even if they can, if we say a yogi that practices very careful pranayama and living properly, he may live in that same body without getting old really for a long time, hundreds of years. But he can't live forever in it. We have, of course, Vyasadeva, Hanuman, Parashurama, they're still living. They have a special body. But they'll only live until the end of the universe or until sometime. Their bodies are not ordinary material bodies. But they think that gratifying the senses to the end of life is the prime necessity. We can easily see that where we live in these touristic areas. Why do people go for tourism? What reason? Just to gratify the senses. So we're offering all kinds of sense gratification. Tailor-made clothes, cheap ready-made things, all kinds of sports in the sea, all kinds of prostitution, all kinds of intoxication, all kinds of massage, all kinds of hotels. In spite of all the see in the news every day how the economy is so bad and everything is a disaster and booming. But at the same time, we see them building more and more super luxury hotels, right? Where people are paying how much? $1,000 a day, even more sometimes. Because the very rich people, they keep getting richer. Poor people have to work in those hotels. They want sense gratification, and they work hard, and they think, now that I have to enjoy it. I've earned it. But that pleasure is temporary, so Prahlad knew better. This is a nice verse that maybe everybody knows. Krishna says, Ishwaraham aham bhogi, siddoham balavan sukhi. I'm the controller, and I'm powerful, and I'm happy, and I'm the enjoyer, and I'm perfect. He says the demon is thinking like that. I'm very rich today, and I'll get more, according to all my schemes. You know, the people that get rich, and they write a book, How to Get Rich. They get more rich than that. And they give seminars, how to get rich. But thousands of people read those books and take the seminars, but not everybody gets rich. Because I'll get more now, I have them now, and I'll get more. I have an enemy, I'll kill him, I'll kill all my enemies. I'm the lord of everything, I'm the enjoyer, I'm perfect, powerful, and happy. I'm the richest man surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as me. I shall perform sacrifices, I'll give some charity, and then I'll rejoice. So we see some of the big, like, mafia people are famous. They give very big donations to churches and temples. Right? Do that here? In America and Italy, the Japanese mafia, they go to the temple and get big, big donations. And they're thinking that justifies their sinful way of making money. So Krishna says they go to hell. Atma sambhavita sabdo dana mana madanvita yajante nama yajnate dambena iti purvatam. They're self-complacent and always impudent. Krishna is describing the demons there. Self-complacent. They're happy in themselves. They don't care for any authority. They think I'm everything. You know, some, like a really rich guy, maybe they don't even worry. They get arrested. They just pay a big fine. They bribe the judge. You know. Many rich people, really super rich, especially the mafia, criminal type, they're thinking like that. But no one can tell me what the truth is. God, they're poor people. Those monks have to come begging to me. So I'm better than them. I'm better than their God. They think I'm rich people. Because the monks, out of mercy, they go begging from people. There's a difference in association. But the demon rich people will think, I must be better than God because they depend on God, but they have to come to me to serve the God. Deluded by wealth and false prestige, Kali Yuga, if you're very rich, then you'll be very famous. Considered a great person. They have those magazines that list the 500 rich people. I saw one issue and it listed the 50 most rich mafia people. Just like, you know, they're businessmen. This one makes his money from casinos, this one makes from slaughterhouses. And you know, people are admiring them, that they made so much money. And in Kali Yuga, you know, people that are just completely degraded, like movie stars and singers, they make so much money. And they're on the cover of every magazine you look at all over the world, telling us about their divorce and their rehabilitation and their, you know, drunken driving. Wonderful Leela. Nothing about Krishna anymore. We have to promote Krishna. They're proudly perform jagya in name only, without following any real rules and regulations. They just make a show. Build it. Bewildered by false ego, pride, lust, and anger, they become envious of the Lord, contemn their own bodies, and blaspheme against. So that's Krishna describing the demons and how they go into lower and lower birth. Hell, you go there by kama, krodha, lobha, lust, anger, and greed are the gates to hell. So a wise man avoids that. One who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims gets neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. One should therefore understand what is duty and what is not duty by the regulations of the scriptures. So Krishna is saying that. Prabhupada stressed reading Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Bhagavad Gita, regularly studying, knowing what it says. Some of these demoniac so-called incarnations, there was one that became very big back in the early 70s when I first joined the movement. And they said he was Krishna. And he would dress up and have a flute, and somehow thousands of people were. And it was obvious, it was so crazy. But he said that books were for Kali Yuga, which is true, right? That before Kali Yuga, everyone had a very good memory. Write things down, could remember. Somebody could speak and they could remember. But in Kali Yuga, we can't remember anything. It's lucky that we can function. He said, so because of his incarnation, it was now such a move. So you don't need to read books, you just worship him. So his followers, that was very nice, completely ignorant. Ignorant. Of course, he came and went after very quickly and had so many problems, quarrels with his mother, all kinds of things. Prabhupada laughed when he would hear about him. So anyway, you don't need books. So Hiranyakashipu was actually a great devotee from the Vaikuntha, but this was Leela that he took this demoniac incarnation because for whatever reason, all the people of the universe had the karma to have such a demon, killing so many people and cows and dominating. But then also that provoked, you know, Nrisingadev, the great incarnation to come. And in our movement, of course, Lord Nrisingadev is very important. Keep him on every altar. We sing his song to Lord Nrisingadev. Lord Nrisingadev will remove obstacles. Prahlad's prayer that's in the fifth canto, this one Varsha where they worship Lord Nrisingadev, and that prayer is Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Jaste Jaste. So that means unto the most powerful of all the powerful. Avir Baba Vrajanaka means he has very nails like thunderbolts, like lightning. A lion, if you've ever seen a lion's claw, you know, they're really big, right? And very sharp, and they can rip open even an elephant. And teeth also. So he had a human body, but he had the claws like a lion and teeth also. Vajra Dungstra, teeth like lightning bolts. And then it says, Karmasayan, that please take out these material lusty desires that are in my heart, that are just like demons. Karmasayan, Randaya, Randaya, Tamo, Grasa, Grasa, Om Swaha. So the devotee is praying to Lord Nrisingadev to clear the heart. Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, Lord Nrisingadev will clear the way that then we can worship Radha and Krishna. Because when we have lusty desires and different anartas, then we can't approach Radha. So Nrisingadev is merciful. He's frightening. Most of all the incarnations, probably the most frightening to the demons. But for the devotees, he's like a house cat. Very nice. He's holding Prahlad and rubbing his head and keeping him on his lap. And Prahlad, when Nrisingadev asked him for benediction, he said, I'm very fallen. I come from a demoniac family. So by nature, I'm very lusty. So please, don't offer me anything. Because that will distract me from if I get any kind of material benediction. But he said, please benedict my father. Liberate my father. Even though the father had been, you know, trying everything he could. He tried every way to get his associates to kill Prahlad. Nothing would work. The poison snakes, the throwing him off a cliff, throwing him in the fire, having an elephant who was supposed to trample him. You know, those war elephants. Jai Shishibarnatai. Read in Mahabharata, the elephants are trained to fight, you know, so they were like the tanks. Nowadays they have tanks. And the elephant would pick a man up in his trunk and throw him in the air and then catch him on the tusk, right through him, then throw him down and stomp on him. Very difficult. Of course, Bhima could fight with thousands of elephants. He enjoyed that. Ordinary soldier, no chance. Even we see these small, well, in Thailand they have really big elephants. We don't see the really big ones. But, you know, they can work. I don't know if they do anymore, but they did the work in the forest, moving huge trees out from the forest. Huge teak with heavy, heavy trees. So powerful. But the elephant paid obeisance to Prahlad, gave him a ride. Shocked everybody. The cannibals weren't hungry. fire didn't burn him. It threw him off the cliff, and the stones become like cushions. It caught him very nicely. Because he was totally dependent on the Lord. So then the Sringadev finally, when Hiranyakashipu personally tried to kill him, Hiranyakashipu was fearful to everyone in the whole universe. But Prahlad was just praying, remembering the Lord, and out came Lord Nrsimhadev and had a little bit of a fight. Hiranyakashipu was so puffed up, thinking, you know, he had all these benedictions, but the Lord managed to avoid, even though it seemed like he was covered from all sides. The demons think like that. I've got so many security guards, I have so much. Death can't come in my house. But it comes. Thailand seems pretty peaceful, and in Africa, Johannesburg, the rich people, they have a huge wall around their house. Then they have 6 feet of razor wire, electric wires in between, even on top of that, more electric wires, and cameras everywhere, and the police driving by all the time. But they're not very peaceful and happy in their big house. They probably have to get intoxicated, and then they have to have their home entertainment center turned up to the loudest thing so they can't think of the real danger. But even if there is no danger, even if there's no criminals, and there's no war, and there's no AIDS, and there's no tsunamis, and there's no hurricanes, still death will come for everyone in the material world, one way or another. Not everybody will be so fortunate to have Lord Nrsimhadev personally come and rip him in half. Hiranyakashipu got special benediction to be held on the lap of the Lord. Garland, the Lord used his intestines to make a garland, special mercy. And the Leela was especially about Prahlad, and what a great devotee Prahlad is, and what is it? We want to know the character of a demon, so we, not that we can call everyone else a demon, but so we can recognize these demoniac qualities in ourselves and check them, not let them come out. Learn to follow scripture, parampara, and guru, and all these things. Not to make up our own. Kali Yuga, so many people make up their own religion. They say, well, Jesus was 2,000 years ago. Things are different now. Buddha was 3,000 years ago. Again, now it's different. Krishna was 5,000 years ago. It must be much different. Externally, the material world does change, and we've seen, you've all seen in your life, I've seen even more, how much changed, and such, especially now, the technology, but nothing's really changed, right? When I was, maybe, you know, junior high school, I would see these magazines, they have still in America, Popular Science. They were predicting, like, the future all the time. So they were saying that in a very short time, you won't have to drive your car. You'll just get on the highway and push some buttons, and then you can sit in the back and drink and play cards and have sex, do whatever you want. You won't have to drive. It'll drive itself. Hasn't happened yet. Right? You still have to drive. You still have to look out for drunken drivers. Nothing has really changed. The cars look a little different on the outside, but they don't do anything any different. Well, now we have the stereo, CD, and everything we do. Before, we only had the radio, AM radio, and now we've got, you know, 20 speakers and CD and mini disc and, you know, iPod and everything in the car. But it's the same thing. They said that you won't have to eat. That they would just have a pill, you take a few pills and then you don't need to eat. Now, even if they had that, nobody would want that, right? Because everybody enjoys eating. Most, practically a high percentage of what we eat is just for the pleasure of eating, not for maintaining the body. We see very poor people with strong bodies, they're eating very little, right? Just rice and whatever they put on it, some chili peppers and rice, and they're working hard all day. But people like to enjoy, so there's so many restaurants and so many cup noodles, depending how much money you have. And so much Ajinomoto, because you want that taste. If it was just one pill, who would do it? Maybe astronauts. But they promise so. Of course, we do now have a hand phone. That took a long time. I was hearing about that when I was a child. Picture phone and everything. Now we have that, but it doesn't make any difference. People were writing books. Goswami's wrote, Jiva Goswami, I think he wrote 400,000 slokas. That's with no computer, no dictaphone, just scratching on palm leaves. Perfect Sanskrit that even the most clever Mayavadi cannot twist a different meaning out from his Sanskrit. Every one of his slokas is perfect. Nobody can do like that anymore. We may have access to so much information, but it's all just bewildering everybody's mind. What does a village person in Thailand need to know about the politics in Iraq? What benefit will that do in life? Just disturb his mind. And the television is advertising so many things nobody needs and driving people into the city to make money instead of living in the palace. The demons are busy. It's Kali Yuga. But Lord Chaitanya, he didn't kill any demons. One time he manifested what's called Nisringa Chaitanya. He was listening to the Vishnu Sahasranam. When he heard the name of Lord Nisringa, he got in the mood of Lord Nisringadeva. He started roaring and roaring like anything, and he might even look like, and he was going down the street, everybody was scared like anything. People were hiding behind their houses, under their houses. And then he stopped and he told Srivas Thakur, I did an offense. I scared people. And Srivas said, no, you benedicted everybody. But he didn't kill anybody. He by the Sankirtan movement, he changed the demoniac nature into devotee nature. By the power of the Hare Krishna Sankirtan movement, we develop our divine qualities and we reduce our demoniac qualities. We see the power of so many people just by a little bit of chanting, stop intoxication, they stop meat eating, they stop gambling, right? Things that they thought they could never live without very quickly. And then gradually we can more and more reduce all the subtle stupidity that we have. By the mercy of the Lord and the Lord's devotees, we can be absorbed in the Sankirtan movement. This is a Leela that everybody knows and everybody likes to remember. Read Bhagavatam, it's important to study the character of Prahlad, the great devotee. Lord Chaitanya himself especially likes to read this Leela Prahlad. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Bhaktavrinda ki.